thank you so much for the welcome. Ever since we arrived at the church this evening, we just felt so welcomed, and everybody is so friendly, and so thank you so much for the welcome. And it was a particular joy to meet Alan Campbell here. I last saw Alan about 35 years ago, but I still... No, it's not 50. But anyway, it's lovely to see you, Alan. It's a real privilege to be here tonight to share about the persecuted church, but also for me and my husband and brother to be here on the occasion of the baptism of, sorry, I can't remember your name, Maggie and Ali and Sherry, yes. So, I've been working a little bit with the persecuted church for a couple of years in the sense of trying to raise awareness about the situation of persecuted Christians around the world. And I'm just wondering how many of you already are familiar with the work of Open Doors. Can I just see quite a few people here? Okay, thank you. Open Doors, you'll know the name after I've finished, and you probably won't forget it, but that's the magazine, and that's the name of the organization. I started praying for the persecuted church several years ago because I was really moved by the fact that many Christians around the world didn't have the same privileges and freedoms as we have. And as I got involved with the persecuted church, it really helped my faith to grow. And I would say that if anybody's struggling with their faith tonight in the sense of they feel under-challenged or bored or whatever, if you get involved with the persecuted church, you will never have that problem again. It's true. It's just amazing how it just... We are the ones that get blessed. We think we're here to bless persecuted Christians, but we are the ones that get blessed and challenged. Open Doors is the world's largest outreach organization that seeks to serve the persecuted church in some of the most high-risk places on the earth. And it's a story of God helping his people to accomplish the seemingly impossible and of seeing the church grow in the face of persecution. Probably many of you have heard of Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew? No, yes. Brother Andrew is the author of a book called God's Smuggler, which again, some of you will be familiar with. Brother Andrew is the founder of Open Doors. He started Open Doors in 1955, and it was just him responding to the call of God in his own life to go to help persecuted Christians in Poland. That was the very first step of Open Doors, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, but he said that he knew that Poland desperately needed the word of God, and they weren't able to access it. So he responded to God's call in Revelation to wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die. He saw that unless somebody went with some Bibles, the Christians, the few Christians in Poland would die, maybe not physically, but they would die spiritually. After he moved into Poland, then the work, of course, expanded, as many of you know, into China, where there was terrible persecution and the destruction of Bibles and Christian materials was widespread. Open Doors was one of the first organizations to respond. And after China, it spread to Russia and, you know, more recently to the Middle East, all across the Middle East, but also to places like Africa and Latin America, North Korea, which many of you will know about as well. So it's now a huge worldwide organization that is doing amazing things throughout the persecuted church. What I'd like to do just now is to show you a 3.5-minute DVD, which is just, it's an introduction to the persecuted church, to the types of persecution that Christians experience, and to the ways in which Open Doors is ministering. You will see Brother Andrew here. He's now in his mid-80s. He's still going strong. He's undaunted. He's still traveling. And he's still speaking the message. And he's a man who doesn't mince his words. He's really bold and he's really out there. And I love it. He's great. This year, 2015, is the 60th anniversary of the founding of Open Doors. And so we have a special focus this year. And it's called The Step of Yes. During the DVD, you will see mentioned something called the World Watch List. Now, the World Watch List is a list of the top 50 countries where persecution is the greatest. And it's a list that's been compiled by Open Doors using very careful research into all the different aspects of persecution. And it comes up with a list in order of severity, the top one being North Korea, right down to 50 countries down. And because we're thinking about Iran tonight with the baptism, Iran is number 7 on the World Watch list. So it's the 7th worst country in the world for persecution for Christians. Where did John go? John, Pakistan is number 8. Now, I know John's had a lot of experience in Pakistan, so Pakistan is quite high up there too. It's quite well produced, this. It shows you in different colours the different levels of persecution. Black is the colour of the countries where there's the worst persecution, and that is Somalia, North Korea and Iraq, I think. Yeah, Iraq. Now, corresponding to this map is this book here, which I have copies of here, and you're very welcome to help yourselves. In the book, it's got the countries listed according to this map. So if we're looking at Iran, for example, we go to number 7, which is on the map, and here we can read a little bit about Iran, about its political situation, about what's going on in the country, and a few things to pray for. And it's a great resource, this, if you're at all interested in praying for the persecuted church. So now, I don't actually have any more maps with me, so I would appreciate if you didn't take this one, but you're very welcome to take the booklet. One of the things that comes out in the DVD is this thing about family, that it's not a question of them and us. It's not them, excuse me saying it like this, but sometimes we have to. We think it's them and us. It's not them and us. It's us. We're all family together in the body of Christ. And I think that comes out quite clearly in the DVD. We can't just pretend it's not happening. We can't just turn a blind eye and think, well, it's not my problem. We are family, and if one part of the body suffers, every part suffers with it. So I think we'll just go on now to look at the DVD, if Beck's ready. Thank you.
This is Brother Andrew. This is Brother Andrew's suitcase. This is Warsaw, 1955. Brother Andrew came here with his suitcase full of leaflets about Jesus. Here for the first time, he met Christians who were suffering for their faith. It was the start of a lifetime's journey in support of the persecuted church. He got a car. This is Brother Andrew's car, and he packed this car with Bibles and smuggled them into Russia. Later, he was joined by others, and he got a van. This is his van. And that is how Open Doors began, with one man and a suitcase 60 years ago. That's right, we're 60. Today, Open Doors works with the persecuted church around the world. This is the world. This is the World Watch Guide, which lists the 50 countries where faith costs the most. This is number 37. This is number 16. This is number 5. And this is number 1. This is North Korea. This is the most difficult place in the world to be a Christian. Churches are banned. Anyone found with a Bible is sent to a labor camp. This is a North Korean Bible. This is a North Korean labor camp. This is a North Korean official denying the existence of labor camps. And this is what a prisoner drew showing life inside these labor camps. So what's it like to follow Jesus in North Korea? It's like this.
어느 날 저희부가 우리 집에 와서 집을 조사했어요. 그리고 내가 손으로 쓴 성경 구절을 성경 구절 그 쪽지들을 발견했어요. 그들은 내게 여러 말로 고함을 지르고 남편과 나와 아이들을 모두 강제 수용소로 끌고 갔어요. 부모님과 아이들까지 수용소로 끌려가서 심한 노동을 해야만 했어요. 이제는 다 북한에 있지 않구나.
This is not a film about strangers. This is not a film about other people. This is not even a film about North Korea. This is a film about our family. This is a word. This is how it helps persecuted Christians if you say that word. This is another word. And this is what happens if you say that.
Nothing ever starts suddenly. It's always one thing leading up to another, as long as you keep saying yes to God.
This is how old we are. This is how much work there is still to do. This is our website, and this is what you can do next. This is all there is left to say.
I think it's a very good little DVD. It really encapsulates Open Doors and just some of the things I'd shared earlier. And it's almost like, I kind of feel like after seeing that, we can't just sit back any longer. So I'm sorry if I've made you all uncomfortable now. One of the things I wanted to say was that I've just recently come back from Egypt. I had the privilege of going there for a week with Open Doors to visit some persecuted Christians just about 4 weeks ago. And I knew it would be a good trip. I knew it would be interesting, but I wasn't prepared for how impacted I would be by the visit. Sometimes we think, well, persecuted Christians, it's all doom and gloom, and it's all difficult, and it's all challenge. But I tell you, I was so inspired by the people that I met. And I was so challenged and humbled and privileged. It was just incredible. They've obviously been through tremendous persecution in the last 4 years with the two revolutions. It's 2010. But as a result of that, there are amazing things happening in Egypt. And there are things happening in Egypt which we never hear about on the news. We tend to hear the worst possible things. We hear about ISIS. You know, we obviously, most of us will know about the 21 Egyptians who were murdered in Libya just a couple of months ago. Well, that incident has really only served to move the church on big time in Egypt. And many, many Muslims are coming to Christ in Egypt. The thing that really impressed the country, actually, was the response of the families of the victims of this massacre, their response to ISIS, the perpetrators of the atrocities. And their attitude was one of complete forgiveness. And they ended up being interviewed on television many, many times. And I didn't realize that the satellite channels in Egypt get beamed out right throughout the Middle East, right into Saudi Arabia, places where we think it's completely closed to the gospel. And the presenter, apparently the presenter, was shouting at these relatives of the murdered ones, saying, why are you forgiving them? And the response of the Christians was, you're taught to hate, we're taught to love, which you think is extraordinary. But as a result of that, many Muslims have been asking the questions, you know, what is my faith about when they do that, when they murder or burn to death a Jordanian pilot? They're asking questions like they were never able to ask before. And the Christians are doing the most amazing work of reaching out to their neighbors and to their friends, and particularly to the underprivileged and poor Egyptians who live in what's called Upper Egypt, which is down south. It's a bit confusing, but it's the whole area of Upper Egypt is underdeveloped and largely neglected by the government. And there are some amazing stories coming out of Christians working quietly, very quietly, away with, particularly with children, first of all, and the women. And the ministry has multiplied, and there are now thousands of people that have become Christians and have learned to read. They're, you know, from these poor areas, they're illiterate. But they've learned to read, and through that, they've also learned to read the Bible, write out scriptures by hand. The young people are challenged to learn at least 500 memory verses. And for those who learn 2,000 memory verses, they get a prize. I would think it's good to get a prize if you remember 10, but 2,000. I met Christians in Egypt who are young people who are ready to die for Christ. And that phrase can sort of trip off your tongue, but you really are ready to die for Christ. And the pastor of the big evangelical church in Cairo, he said, "We see beyond what ISIS is doing. What God is doing is like an earthquake. He's doing stuff that none of us can dream about. The church is in a process of huge shaking. Muslims are disillusioned and are losing their faith in their government and their religion and are open, seeking, and questioning. And there's a new understanding between Christians and Muslims. Muslims are seeing Christians helping with love." And apparently even the new president of Egypt, President Sisi, is quite pro the church. He is a Muslim, but he's quite secular. And he and his government have said, they have said, "We see two moralities at work here. We see one morality being ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood, fear, gloomy future, our economy just disappearing." And he says, "The other morality I see is the church. The church which loves its own country. It loves Egypt. It's praying for Egypt. It's reaching out to its neighbours. It's having joy. It's praying for blessing." And he is really moved by what he's seeing. So take heart. It's a special season of harvest, no matter what religious background people are from. When ISIS murdered the Egyptians in Libya, they used, in a very derogatory term, "you people of the cross," meaning it really negatively. But the Christians have taken it and they've said, "Yes, we are people of the cross. And what you've purposed for harm, God has purposed for good. You've only helped to forward the kingdom." And the church is just saying, "Tell the world we do exist and we will not be silent anymore. We're not praying against persecution. We're praying that many Muslims will be saved. Don't ask the church in the UK to pray for relief from persecution. Our churches were asleep. Now they are awake. God is alive. He has not died. His promises are solid. We want to take God's love to the people." And that impacted me greatly. Don't pray for persecution to stop. Just pray that we can actually continue to reach our brothers and sisters, our neighbours, with the gospel. So, in finishing, I think it's important for us to know what we can do. Sometimes we feel a bit paralysed. It's like, well, you know, what can I do? But there's lots of things that we can do. And just to quote Brother Andrew again, his adventure began with him saying yes to God. And he said, "Whenever, wherever, however you want me, I'll go. And I'll begin this very minute. Lord, as I stand up from this place, and as I take my first step forward, will you consider this as a step towards complete obedience to you? I'll call it the step of yes." And so the step of yes is the theme for this anniversary year. And really, all we're inviting you to do is to take part somehow in either praying for the persecuted church, or giving, or speaking out. Now, speaking out can be doing what I'm doing, or it can just be speaking to your house group, or maybe even some of your friends. But we would just really like to ask you to do something, because any little thing will help our persecuted brothers and sisters. If you would like to know what to pray for, I would encourage you to pick up this magazine tonight, the Open Doors magazine. In the middle, there's this little leaflet, and it gives you a little prayer to pray every day of the month. And for example, today is the 10th of May. We're asked to pray for Cameroon. And it says, "Pray for comfort for the 8 children of Pastor Kisferi, who was killed by Boko Haram in July. Open Doors is funding the schooling of 7 of the children. Ask God to bless them in their studies." So it's as simple as that. Or you could get a DVD. There are prayer DVDs that get sent out every 2 months. If you would like to do anything at all by getting involved, you know, to get involved with the persecuted church, I've got there's some little forms here which you can sign up tonight, and you could get as much or as little information from Open Doors as you want. If you get something, then decide it's not for you, you can stop it. And Open Doors will not push this on you. What I would like to say is if you do feel able to sign up tonight, I can give you a copy of God's Smuggler because it gives you a very good basic understanding of the call of God on Brother Andrew's life and how it can impact us. It's a brilliant read. I just would really like to give you a copy just to help you understand things more if you would like to sign up tonight. So thank you very much for this opportunity to share with you. Thank you.